USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks. The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With a Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
A grand jury indicted Mark and Patricia McCloskey on charges of exhibiting guns and added one charge each of tampering with evidence. The McCloskeys waved their guns in June at Black Lives Matter protesters who had trespassed in their private neighborhood. McCloskey saying the protesters were not peaceful.
Threatened us with murder, with rape, with arson, with burning our house down, taking over our house, even killing our dog.
Officials at the University of Utah say they are very proud to be hosting the vice presidential debate, even if it's a smaller event than originally planned.
I think the excitement on campus, the engagement of our students in the civic process, and just being able to showcase Utah.
University spokesman Chris Nelson speaking on NBC News. The university and the Utah Debate Commission say the total cost of the debate will wind up being between $5 and $6 million. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As many Americans continue to deal with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine is helping folks in his state that are struggling to pay rent and mortgage payments. The governor acknowledges in a press conference on Tuesday that many folks are having a tough time covering bills due to the pandemic.
We will take coronavirus money, we will take what's called the CARES Act dollars, and we will take to help those people who have to pay their rent, and they're way behind their rent. Mortgage.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is telling teams they better start taking coronavirus protocols seriously or else. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
The NFL says its teams need to get serious about adhering to COVID-19 protocols, and if they don't, it could cost them dearly. In a memo to all 32 teams, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said compliance to health and safety guidelines is mandatory and that failure to comply could bring some serious penalties like fines, the loss of draft picks, or even the forfeiture of a game. The league's tough stance on compliance comes after having to delay the Week 4 matchup between Kansas City and New England and having to reschedule the game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh that was to take place this past weekend and moving it to Week 7 in the wake of several positive tests. The Titans have been dealing with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak, with 20 organization members, including 10 players, testing positive for COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.